The decisions you make today will determine the stories you tell tomorrow. Craig G. Welcome back to Glory Talk with Kiki. Welcome back if you are new. I am so happy that you are here. If you are coming back again from previous episodes or episodes before, welcome back as well. I'm happy that you're here again. I'm so thankful for you guys. You guys are one of the reasons why that I'm still doing this. Still pushing myself every day to talk about stuff that I go through and stuff that will help you as well. I'm just a young girl that loves Jesus and encourage people to do the same. This week has been pretty stressful. It's probably been stressful for a lot of people, especially seniors. I get it. Or people that are graduating, they're getting stuff done. I hope you guys have been doing great. If you are not, it's okay. There is always breakthrough. There's always blessings after the storm. I want to talk about being burnt out. Because I recently felt like I was... I felt burnt out spiritually and physically, and I was vulnerable in every angle of myself. I felt like I knew that God was in the center of my life, but I felt like I was putting him to the side. And then physically, like, I just wasn't sleeping as much and I just wasn't eating as much. I was just, you know, school, gym, work, school, gym, work, school, gym, work. It was just repetitive. And I wasn't really taking care of myself. Neither was I really in my word and praying as much. And I had like a mental breakdown today, actually. And then I had a mental breakdown a week ago, and I didn't understand why, but, you know, I really got to that, like, point in my life where, like, you know, everything is up to me, everything that I'm doing, everything that I continue to do, everything that I do and everything that I continue to do, it is up to me to do. It's not up to anybody else. Same thing with my relationship with Christ. It is up to me and it's not up to anyone else. I just want to say, if you truly feel like you're like being burnt out, or you're like getting to the point where you're being burnt out, you need to take a break. You need to absolutely take a break. I get it. Hard work does pay off, but you don't want to not be able to continue to do hard work if you don't take a break. It is okay to rest. It is okay to take a break. I was thinking about how many of us, we just, you know, some like me, I'm a workaholic. Not an alcoholic, a workaholic. I just like to work until there's nothing else that I could really do, you know? And sometimes I go overboard with it, and it's just like, man, I don't think that I need to take a break, but my body's telling me that I need to take a break. Often I feel like I realize that, like, sometimes I'm just afraid just to sit back and, you know, relax and just think about taking a break. Because sometimes I be like, nah, I don't need a break. Like, I'm vibing, I'm chilling. Like, I don't need to take a break. Even though I'm crushing, I'm, you know, being devoured into pieces little by little. And I felt like being burnt out physically, spiritually, being burnt out spiritually has affected me physically, because I wasn't really in my word and I wasn't really praying as much, but I was trying to get everything else done and I wasn't putting God in the center as he needed to be. Because if you don't put him in the center, everything is not going to fall into place. That's just a fact. I'm not trying to be like, I'm saying everything that I say is out of love. If God is not in the center of your life is a mess. Because you will continue to go to the world for the same result and get the same result. You might not see it. You might not understand it, but you will go to the world and get the same result every single time. And that's exactly how I felt. I wasn't in my word. I was doing everything that I usually do, but I was missing the one most important thing. And it was my word and praying without reasoning. Well, praying continuously every day like I usually do. I'm at work, I'm praying. I'm in the car, I'm praying. I'm sleeping, halfway asleep, I'm praying. Feel like I'm about to argue with somebody, I'm praying. I feel a shift in my stomach, I'm praying. I stopped doing all of that and everything else started to fall out of place. And I'm not saying that, like, you know, it's bad. It's bad that, you know, everything fell out of place. It just reminds me that when you try to forget that God is supposed to be in the center of your life, stuff like this would happen. Because this is not the first time that this has happened to me. But I knew, it's like a deja vu moment. I knew that once I stopped being my true self, which is always being in my word, always doing my devotion, always praying, always asking God, what's the next step? What is next for me to do? What's the next topic? I fall right out of place. Everything doesn't feel the same. I highly suggest to you to always remember that when you feel like you're about to have a mental breakdown, because I do deal with PTSD and I do deal with anxiety, and sometimes I could fall back into my depression. I always try to remind myself that everything that I have went through, it's no longer here. Everything that you have worked so hard to do, it will never go in vain, especially if it's the work of God. What's the verse? It's 1 Corinthians 15:58. It says, therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always bounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Trust me, you will feel like you are burnt out, but God is too wise to make mistakes. He is too wise to let you fall back to the place that you were before. Trust me, I get it. I understand how it feels. I know how it feels when you feel like you're going to be burnt out, when you feel like you're about to fall into that same sin, when you feel that your body's breaking against you. I know how it feels. I know it. Trust me. But know that it doesn't rain for a lifetime. It doesn't rain forever. But know this, that God has to be in the center of your life in order for everything to fall into place. And I realized how vulnerable I was and how everything was just slowly falling out of place. I don't have the greatest relationship with my parents. that started to go back to the way it was. And like, I do a lot of stuff at church, you know, everything was just not, it was not as how it usually is. And I slowly felt like I was being burnt out. My schedule was changing. I had to move a lot of things around. I was very tired. I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't eating. And I was skipping my devotions because I had to go to work. I was in the middle of school. I couldn't balance out between them. And to me, it was like the devil had a chance to do whatever he had to do. Sometimes I would catch it, especially when it comes to my thoughts and how negative my thoughts, you know, were going at, you know, and how I would carry myself, because I know me, I control how angry I get. I usually control that most of the time. I know how to control myself. I know when I'm going to get mad. I know how to bring it down, because I know when I get mad, it's up. Because when I'm mad, I stay mad, because I don't get mad that easily. Not as much as I used to. But I had got really upset, and the devil just tried to slither his way in. But I know that everything that I have worked hard for, it will never go in vain. I just want to give y'all some steps that I had learned today. Not even today. Throughout the week of me being just burnt out. And ways to know that, you know, that you're kind of, you're getting there. You feel like you're about to tap out. You feel like you need a break or something. Number one, your body's going to tell you that you need a break. Like this week, I had 3 knots in my back. I used to be a dancer, so I never had knots in my back. I'm always stretching, always exercising. My body's always active. I'm always on my feet. So me having a knot in my back was, you know, something that I'm truly not used to. Your body would tell you, like, I had zags under my eyes all week. So it's like, your body will tell you that, you know, we kind of need a break. You need to take a pause for a little bit, even though you feel like you personally cannot take a break. You cannot, but you have to. You have to find rest. You have to find rest in God, not in something. Don't go try to find rest in something. You're just going to keep getting the same result. But in God, when you find rest in Him, everything just falls into place. Number two. I'm going to talk to the people, my disciples, the disciples of Christ, the Christians. When you feel like something in you spiritually doesn't feel the same, that's when you need a break. Take some time for you. Try to figure it out, because that's something that I honestly did not do. I was like, why am I feeling like this? I skipped it. I don't do that. Don't ever do that. Don't ever try to skip that feeling that you have, that gut feeling that something for you just ain't right. Because when you know something ain't right, you speak on it. You find out the solution. Stop always worrying about the problem. Think of the solution. Okay, I'm being burnt out. Okay, what could I do? What can I actually do to help me get out, or fix me being burnt out? Do I need a rest? Do I need to be more in my word? Do I need to be praying? Do I need to be something? You need to figure out the solution. Don't always worry about the problem. Last one, I'm gonna give you three. This is a mixture of the first one and the second one. Make sure that God is in the center. And I'm always gonna say this every podcast. If God is not in the center, it's just going to fall out of place. If God is not in the center of everything, everything will fall out of place. You are a crown to Him. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God wants you to take care of your body. God doesn't want to see you heartbroken. God doesn't want to see you tired of being tired. He doesn't want to see you tired. He doesn't want to see you on the floor having a mental breakdown every 30 seconds because the devil tries to put stuff in your head, tries to tell you what you are not. Keep scripture in your head so when days like these try to sneak up on you, you know what to do. You know what to say. Try your best to make sure that he is into center of everything that you do. Last thing, no matter the situation, you are going to be content. You are going to be happy. I was kind of happy. I was happy, even though I'm currently sick right now. I'm not feeling the best. But I'm happy that I took a break and I had the time just to sit back and think of me and how great God is, because without him, I wouldn't know that I needed to take a break. I would have just kept working, kept doing what I had to do, because, you know, I'm about to graduate in less than a month and like all this stuff is happening. So I have to, you know, get some stuff done and all that extra stuff. I would have just kept working. But, you know, spiritually and physically, everything just kept falling out of place. But just know, you have to take a break. If you feel like you're going to everything, you feel like you're being burnt out, please take a break. Please take care of yourself. You are your priority. One of your priorities is you. Not your boyfriend, not your parents, not your bestie, not your brother. It is you. You take care of yourself, because your parents ain't going to take care of you. That's one. No one is going to want to take care of you. You know you better than anyone else. No one knows you like how you know you. Everyone else to you is strangers. Take care of yourself no matter how bad the situation is, because no one knows you like you know you. All right, everybody bow your heads and close your eyes. I'm going to close this out with a prayer like I usually do. My Father who's in heaven, I want to thank you for this day. Thank you for everything that you do and everything that you continue to do. So many people didn't have the opportunity. So many people didn't have the chance to make it this far throughout the day, Father Lord. But you have allowed us to make it this far throughout the day. You have allowed us to get through this day, Father Lord. I pray that each and every person that is listening right now, each and every person that's in my house that is listening right now, they understand that you forgive us of our sins, because we are sinners. We are born sinners and we do not know any better, Father Lord. I pray that we understand that we may not understand right now what you're doing, but one day we will understand that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. I pray that we pick up our cross and walk, that we deny ourselves and we walk. We put you in the center, Father Lord, that we deny ourselves. We pick up our cross and we walk. No matter the situation, that we are to be content, that we are strong. Even though our weakness is trying to beat us up, we know that you are there, Father Lord. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father Lord. We learn how to take a break when we need to take a break. When we feel like we're about to be burnt out, Father Lord, we know that you are in the center. We know that you are in control of everything. We know that we walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. We know that we walk by faith and not by sight, because everything else is contrary toward your word, Father Lord. I pray that you protect us. Even though we're going to do something bad or we're going to do something good, that you are in the midst of everything, Father Lord. I pray that you continue to bless us, even though when we don't feel like we deserve to be blessed, that you are always with us no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation. I pray that people keep going. They never give up on what they have. They keep going. They never let anyone else's opinion or what they say get in the way of what they have to do, Father Lord. I pray that we keep our eyes open, our spiritual eyes open. I pray that you open our eyes up to things that need to get better, Father Lord. I pray that everything you do and everything that you continue to do, it is for the greater, it is for the better, Father Lord. I pray that you hold us when we can't even hold ourselves. I want to thank you for being who you are. Thank you for being great. In the name of Jesus, we all say amen. This is Glory Talk with Kiki signing out. I hope y'all have a great week. Deuces!